T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That is the big news today, Chris, by the way. Cincinnati Bengals, New Jersey drop. Let's see what those look like. They'll screw them up. They will definitely screw up the Bengals jerseys. They should go back to the helmets that had the, you remember the letters? B-E-N-G-A-L-S.
Yeah. Just spelled it out.
Yes.
Before graphic designers could grasp the concept of putting tiger stripes on the side of a helmet. Yes. You don't need to do much with that. Like, don't screw around with it too much. Leave the tiger stripes on the helmet and put them on the shoulders, and you're pretty good to go, I think.
I'm with, you know, getting into, as we talk about hockey, before we dive into the meat of the day, you know, something really hit me over the weekend with the Penguins playing the Sabres, and this is just opinion, your opinion can differ. I think that the Buffalo Sabres logo is a grade A professional sports logo. When you just look at the cross swords in the Buffalo, like, it's simplistic, it's just a couple things, but it's striking to me. You're like, that's really sharp and I like it. And it has been that way my whole life. Why go with anything alternative or whatever? When you see it big in the middle of the ice, you're like, I like that a lot. Anyway, just my opinion.
Yeah, it's really a shame that their biggest successes came with that ugly black and red jersey
yes.
and those weird buffalo head, robotic buffalo.
I know, because that's just an old school logo. And getting to hockey here, well, you see what's happening in Boston. They're making a little push. Taylor Hall leaves Buffalo, and he's going to Boston. He's playing in a place where we've seen this before. Well, you've seen it in baseball in this town. People go to other places, Chris, and maybe they're happier and they up their game, right? So that's happening in this Patrick division. So, well, in the East, I guess I should say. The Islanders, they get a couple players, Palmieri, Zajac, Washington, they get Mantha and Raffle. The Penguins, they get Carter, okay? And that's the move that was made. A question in all this deadline stuff, or some of that stuff was done before the deadline, but in this acquisition season, I guess we can call it, as there's 11 games left for the Penguins, doesn't Evgeny Malkin serve to be the biggest acquisition by far of any of this? You could talk about acquisitions all you like. You could talk about making trades. He walks in and he serves as that acquisition that trumps every other one tenfold. And the position that the Penguins in are pretty darn good, dependent on the mood that Evgeny Malkin comes in with and how much he wants to play along and, frankly, how good he's going to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, over the course of the last 3 to 4 weeks of the regular season, you're going to look at that and say that's the biggest addition to anyone's roster. I mean, absolutely. I mean, Evgeny Malkin and Kasperi Kapanen coming back will get you back to the point where you've got nothing against Carter, because I think he's looked pretty good since he jumped aboard this moving train and what he's done with McCann and Zucker. And he's got a little chemistry with Zucker, I think. But that gives you the legit number two line that you can win a Stanley Cup with in Malkin, Kapanen, and whoever serves on that left wing. So undoubtedly, that is the way those two come back and are, and how long, you know, we've talked about this, but how long it takes them to find their legs again, to find their chemistry with each other again, and whoever that left wing may be, and to do so within what Mike Sullivan wants everyone to do, but understanding that that second line, because Malkin's the center, is always going to have a little bit more of wiggle room, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it, in the style of play, because, well, that's just the way Malkin plays, and you're always going to expect that from his line. So how do they get back into the swing of things over the next few weeks? And Do they get rolling before the playoffs start? Do they have to get back to 110 miles an hour the way they were right before both of those guys got hurt going into the first round? Or can they get by with a Malkin Kapanen line that is maybe 80% of what it was at its peak this year? That'll be something to watch for down the last few weeks of the season.
Well, yeah, and something else to watch. And you talk about that, and that's a great point. Can they get away with something that was 80%? This is the expectation, though, that I have. And it's because, one, the end of the career is going to get here. And it may be in a little while, but it's still, it's closer to the end than the beginning for Evgeny Malkin. Everybody knows how desperately Pittsburgh wants another cup, or at least a deep run at another cup. And also, here's, I think, the biggest part in all of this, and why I do have confidence Evgeny Malkin's going to play pretty well. I thought just before he got hurt, he was playing pretty well. And I thought it took a while for the ramp up to happen. And then once it did, he was playing pretty well and was playing within the system as well. He wasn't doing crazy stuff. I know that when the playoffs happen, there's this switch that goes off sometimes, and we've seen it, and man, does it light the lines here on our show with both Evgeny Malkin and with Christopher Letang and what those guys do and play out of context and play out of the way that the kind of the structure wants them to. But it just feels like if there's ever a time for Evgeny Malkin to say, I've got to go get it, it would be now, especially with the way that Kasperi Kapanen can play alongside of him.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, when you see a guy who's at this point, 34, and with 2 years left, I guess one more year after this one, left on his deal, and knowing that the organization wants him to finish his career in Pittsburgh and retire a Pittsburgh Penguin, this is an opportunity for Malkin, when he comes back, depending on how he plays in these playoffs, and obviously depending on how deep the team goes, this is one of those legacy-cementing postseasons for him, for Crosby as well, for that matter, but really for Malkin because, again, 1 year left on the contract after this summer. Is that going to be the last year of him as a Pittsburgh Penguin?
Oh, you know what? You just touched something. Let me ask you then. Isn't every playoff series, maybe even every game, sort of a legacy situation then for both 87 and 71 from here on out?
Yes, yes. And for Christopher Letang, it certainly is because it could be his last series as a Pittsburgh Penguin. Again, I don't know how the new administration feels about Letang and if they're as committed to him or if ownership has stated it to them that they should be as committed to him as they are to 71 and 87 retiring Pittsburgh Penguins as Pittsburgh Penguins. If they're not, and if Hextall and Burke are looking at reshaping this roster in the offseason based on whatever may happen in the playoffs, well, yeah. It's a possibility that every single shift of every single postseason game could be the last one that a guy like Christopher Letang takes in a Pittsburgh Penguins jersey. Now, it's entirely possible they give him another four-year deal and he retires as a Pittsburgh Penguin at the age of 37, 38, and this is a silly conversation to have now. But we don't know that yet based on the fact that the last few postseasons have been disappointing. Those guys have been at the heart of it, and now here's your opportunity to prove to us that you are the 2009, 2016, 2017 versions of yourselves and not the guys who we saw in maybe 2012 or the guys that we saw in 2019 or 2020.
Yes. Now, very, very, very good point. It is, man, are these games important? I mean, just the heightened importance with which the playoffs just need to get here. Long story short. We did fan headlines. We'll do them again in a little bit. They're brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. I had one of those moments where I said, I need an answer here. I can't supply it myself. I need some help. We'll get to that coming up next. All right, happy Monday. Let's have a great Monday together. We're brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. Quandary for you. Dad, quandary for you, Chris.
Okay.
My son, he loves the NASCAR races, right? He's into all things NASCAR now. So I've warmed up to it. We'll have a couple TVs going on Sunday. Yesterday, we had a bunch of stuff happening. Pirates games going on towards the end of that. The NASCAR race is happening. He's watching that from Richmond. The Penguin game is happening. So we're just flipping back and forth. So he says to me as he wants to collect these like die-cast cars, right? And he's ordered a bunch of them and whatever. And if he's like good behavior, then I reward him with different things and all of that. So he's looking at these old die-cast cars. And it's interesting now, he was explaining to me how these NASCARs, they change their paint scheme because there's so many different advertisers and different things. And they don't just hold one like all year. They'll change it race to race. Like a guy will have a different car every week, you know, or every couple weeks. Like this Martin Truex will have... And he goes, hey, Dad, did you know something? I go, what? He goes, did you know that in the Hooters logo, that the O's are two eyes, the owl's eyes? And I go, well, kind of. So I was faced with a quandary right there. He goes, and that's what he said. He goes, the logo for Hooters, the O's, the letter O's, they're the owl's eyes. Well, go to punch that up if you're around a computer right now. He's not wrong, but
he's not
right either.
You know what? In the eyes of how is he 10 yet?
10. They're 10. Yes.
10. So, yeah, that's right. The birth. So, yeah, in the eyes of a 10-year-old, that's exactly what those O's are. So, you know what you say? You go, you know what? You're absolutely right. That's a good observation.
Uh-huh.
The O's are the owl's
the
two
owl's
eyes.
That's
a good call, buddy. I'm glad you saw that.
Because he's into that thing. Like, he was telling me, too, like these hidden things. Like, he's like, did you know that? And he'll tell me all the time, like, this different stuff. You know the FedEx logo or one of them. It has, like, an arrow in it or not FedEx.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like,
yeah, FedEx does.
Yeah.
Is
yeah,
that what
FedEx.
It is?
Yeah.
He tells me this stuff all the time. He knows, like, these 50 different hidden things and different logos all over the world. And I'm like, all right, but that one's not so hidden. I just let it go. And I was, did I do the right thing as a dad right there?
You did. If he was like 13 or 14, now we're approaching the age where you could go, yeah, they're the owl's eyes, but you might want to take a closer look at that, son. And then if he gets it, he gets it. But, and then obviously if he's older than that, if he's 15, 16, 17, then you go, let me tell you something about what those O's really are, son. But at 10, you just let him have his W. He noticed that the O's are the owl's eyes.
Uh-huh.
You just let him have that.
He told me once, he's like, in Wendy's, it says on her collar, Mom, did you know that?
Right.
Like, he was giving me all this stuff. He must have read it somewhere or whatever. But he was not on to the Hooters O's. Then he was like, is there a Hooters around here? I'm like, no, not anymore. There's not a Hooters around here. I think I handled it right, but we'll see where we go from
You
there.
Did. You played that one the right way.
Yeah. Matt.
He doesn't need to know the whole truth.
Yes.
No.
You didn't lie to him.
You got to protect the kids a little bit.
Right.
Just a little bit.
That's
the
thing. I didn't lie. And he's not wrong.
Lie.
So
yeah.
We could,
right. So that's all he needs to know for now.
That's something you can find out from his friends. You know? That's something that, you know, that one friend that's a little bit too advanced.
Yes.
Let him handle that.
The parents that didn't, you know, they revealed the whole truth.
The one whose dad's out at the bar, mom's a little, you know, a little shaky, and the kid's looking at Playboys when he's
family,
like six.
Family down the street that goes to Whitethorn Lodge that rents the space next to Ron Cook.
Yes. Oh, anyway, so there's that. So I think I did the right thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.